Welcome to episode 13 of WDKS. I have an announcement. Kyle's doing the news!
What? Here's your headlines, people. Doing the mashed potato. Dumb robots. Border body bungle. Equine escapades. And air dry. And in the second half, we're going to put on our imagination caps and play a little hypothetical. Welcome to another episode of We Don't Know Shit, the only podcast that sees three people sit down each week and bring you five of the web's most fucked up news stories. I'm your host, Kyle Weeks, bringing you a special edition, joined as always by my lovely wife, River Weeks.
Woo!
And my brother-in-law, who's also lovely, I suppose, Reed Qualls.
The body is not willing, but the mind is able.
Okay.
Good thing it's not your news week.
It's mine. And before we hop into the news, I just want to make a quick reminder. I'm not going to bore everybody, but in 2 weeks on the April 29th show, we're going to announce the first two winners of our swag Apple Podcast review giveaway. So get your reviews on Apple Podcasts in now, people, if you want to be able to be chosen for some free shit. And with that, we're going to do some news.
Do people still use the word swag?
I don't know. I did.
Swag.
Well, if Kyle used it, people definitely don't use it now.
That's true. All right. You guys ready for the first one? Because I'm geeked about these news stories, dudes. So I'm fucking ready.
Dudes.
You always bring the heat, so I'm fucking all in.
I'm ready to jump into the fire.
This first one's called Doing the Mashed Potato.
I like it.
And I picked it specifically because of the meal that we shared at Reed's house yesterday with the mashed potatoes.
Mashed taters.
If this is going to end up being gross.
Nope.
And you guys brought mashed potatoes to my house, I'm going to be fucking super upset.
Nope.
There
not
was
gross.
Something a little special.
This one's not gross.
All right. Well, knowledge my brain hole.
There was something a little special in old mashed potatoes. Last night.
All right. This comes to us from the New York Daily News, and I'm just going to dive right in for you. Neighbors in a historic neighborhood in Jackson were scratching their heads this week as they sidestepped bowls of mashed potatoes that mysteriously turned up outside numerous homes. The potatoes, left in styrofoam bowls, appeared around Belhaven, one of the city's oldest communities and the home of Belhaven University.
This is the best.
Residents told local media they have found mashed potatoes on their doorsteps and mailboxes and even on top of their cars. I got up and was headed to work at 7 o'clock, and there was just a styrofoam bowl of mashed potatoes on the doorstep right there. Belhaven resident Sebastian Brugger told KFVS on Tuesday. I can't pronounce his last name.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Mr. B.
Other residents were not as certain about what was in the bowls. Someone stated, I've seen a lot of things since moving to Jackson, but walking out to my car this morning to find a bowl of what I think was potato salad on my windshield definitely ranks in the top five.
What's in the bowl?
One of the theories shared on social media is that this is a prank by students at Belhaven University because many alumni live in the area. Other residents seemed concerned that someone might be trying to poison local pets.
Wow, that's dark.
It's like a big spectrum, like prank. Poison. Which is it? Pick your poison. Regardless of the motive, neighbors say that it's just another odd story. And they don't see the need to call in law enforcement. Lewis, who is the same person that said that they've seen a lot of weird things, they said, this neighborhood does a lot of quirky things. We decorate road signs. We put Christmas trees in our potholes. So this isn't surprising at all. And that's why I love this neighborhood, because they do so many strange things. But this is definitely one of the weirdest things I've seen since moving here.
Hello, 911. What's your emergency? Mashed potatoes!
They're everywhere! That's pretty much the end of the report on the story. But I thought that was so freaking weird.
I love that.
Especially with what we experienced last week with people leaving pictures of crazy drawings in our hallway. I just thought this was like a more lighthearted way.
It reminded me of that.
Yeah.
So for those of you who aren't aware, which is everyone listening, because we didn't tell you.
We didn't, because we somehow forgot what happened right before we started recording.
Last week when we were recording, we left to go outside for one reason I don't remember.
It was because Reed brought the studio table back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we are going to bring the table back upstairs, and we found ketchup packets taped to the hallway walls with a very childish, cartoonish photo taped to the wall of like a person holding a knife. And I was like, this is the beginning of a horror film, and I don't like it.
It was very Momo-esque. Because they had cut it off, but the picture had like the shirt on the little creepy girl with the knife said "I heart knives."
Yeah.
So it was very creepy for sure. But your story
is not creepy.
It's not creepy. It's honestly delicious. It's so delicious.
Delicious. So what if they took a spoon and?
Spin, and they scooped the potatoes, and they found like
the potatoes.
They found like body parts underneath, and it was like a big conspiracy to hold a bunch of murders.
You know what I would say to someone who did that? You know what I would say to someone who did that?
You better step.
So were the mashed potatoes? Were they good mashed potatoes? Were they homemade mashed potatoes? Because if college kids did this prank, it was definitely instant mashed potatoes. Just add water.
I couldn't find anything about anybody trying the potatoes. I wish that I could have, but I just saw somebody, you know, this story. Basically, I couldn't find any more information on it, and I was very sad. But I had to bring it to our attention because we just had mashed potatoes, and imagine seeing a bowl of mashed potatoes on your doorstep in the morning.
The best part of waking up is mashed potatoes on your porch. It doesn't really work, but
you know what works better than that? The best part of waking up is feces in your cup.
I just accidentally said that I would be afraid I'd jump in it or something like that. And I said it quietly enough that you guys didn't hear it. And I just wanted to, I'm sure the listeners did. And they're like, what the fuck did she just say?
I just wanted to reiterate how dumb I am.
I meant to say I would be pissed if I stepped in it. But I think I said I'd be pissed if I jumped in it, as if I couldn't control that.
You know, they don't say how big the bowls were. Maybe you could have jumped in it. Maybe there were really big bowls.
I honestly like the idea of River doing a fucking cannonball into a super tiny bowl of mashed potatoes.
It's just like she sees it and she just goes immediately all Blue's Clues and goes burr, 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 burr,
burr, burr, holy right shit, into the fucking bowl. That would be fucking crazy.
She's just doing the breaststroke as a little tiny river in this bowl of mashed potatoes.
What was it? Belmont University?
It was...
We just got potatoes. We just got potatoes. We just got potatoes. Wonder who they're from. fuck.
But yeah, and I also love that they specify that they put Christmas trees in our potholes. That one just kind of struck me as funny. Like who puts Christmas trees in it? Like big Christmas trees in their potholes? Those are some serious potholes.
That's a lot of swerving on the way to work.
Like, oh yeah. Shit, Christmas trees. But from mashed potatoes to...
You never answered my question.
What?
I said, is it Belmont University?
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, we got into the whole singing.
I know, that's why I was like, are you going to...
I just thought you were dancing. You were doing that dance that
the kids were trying. Oh, shit. Anyways, I really did want to say this. So, Belmont University?
No, it's Belhaven.
Oh, Belhaven. So, when you said... that it was suspected that it was Belhaven University students, and you said because, I thought you were going to say it's suspected that it was Belhaven students because they love potatoes. So, that's literally what I thought you were going to say.
They just
or because
love their potatoes.
Mascot was a potato, which I would fucking love.
Mascot murder. Dun-dun-dun. Chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka. Okay, so from mashed potatoes to possible future, dumb robots. This comes to us from a local radio station. That's not a local radio station. It's actually a local television news station.
Which is not actually a local television news station. It's actually a local newspaper. That isn't a local newspaper. It's actually a local...
alien...
oh, that got dark.
Cyborg.
Yeah.
All right.
Conspiracy. All right.
Interdimensional television.
So where is it from?
It's from a local news station, KATU2, on your side. This is from Washington County, Oregon.
So it's not local.
Well, I just meant like not CNN or not like the Times. It's like the local station there, you know, not our local station. Okay. Way to get critical.
Okay.
So deputies responding to a 911 call for a burglary in progress at an Oregon woman's home ended up catching the culprit, a robotic vacuum that was trapped in her bathroom.
What the fuck?
The initial call came in from someone reporting that a stranger was in her bathroom and that the person had the bathroom door locked, the sheriff's office said Tuesday in a post online. She said she could see shadows moving under the door, and within minutes, several deputies surrounded the home, calling for a K-9 team as backup. They said they could hear a rustling noise coming from the bathroom. And after calling to the suspect several times over a loudspeaker, deputies went into the home with their guns drawn. After opening the bathroom door, deputies say they found an automated robot vacuum crashing around on the floor. In a statement, the sheriff's deputy said, "As we entered the home, we could hear rustling in the bathroom. We made several announcements and the rustling became more frequent. We breached the bathroom door and encountered a very thorough vacuuming job being done by the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner."
I'd like to think they fucking whipped open the door and just fucking lay, like, just
lit
let the,
up.
Yeah, let the guns blaze. It's fucking hilarious.
And in a last ditch effort for some humor from this KATU2, the last sentence of this report says, "There's no word on whether deputies filed charges on the incident, but the suspect's record appears to be clean."
Did they get... Did they get mugshots of the vacuum? Honestly, you know what? We went from Blue's Clues to Teletubbies because the vacuum from the Teletubbies has obviously lost his shit, and now he's giving hell to local people.
Online, there's graphics all over the place of this story because it got picked up and like by everybody, and the graphic is like a picture of America's Most Wanted, and it's just like America's Most Wanted. It's got a Roomba. And then it says, "Captured."
I'm still vacuuming my house like we're living in the 1800s, apparently.
What do we use? A Bissell?
We have a Hoover React.
Oh, yeah, Hoover. So Hoover. We hoove it up. Hooving up the dirt.
Vacuum talk on WDKS.
Hot takes.
Yes, hi. Welcome to the newest episode of Vacuum Talk, where we go over and review your favorite vacuum models. Today's episode, we're going to go over the difference between the Hoover React and the Roomba vacuum. Well, you know, you're going to want the Roomba because the Roomba is a thief. Don't get that vacuum. Thank you for this episode of Vacuum Talk.
So,
please visit our Patreon.
Now, the person that called the cops, and then the cops go all SWAT team busting into this room, did she own the Roomba, or did this thing just appear in her house?
It was her Roomba. She apparently forgot that she had the Roomba in the bathroom and somehow locked the bathroom door behind. Like somebody, they don't specify really how, but they do say it was her Roomba. So somebody in her house, if not her, put the Roomba in the bathroom, turned it on, and locked the bathroom
door. That makes that story so much better.
She probably felt
she's just
real
like,
dumb.
She's like running around the house like one of the, like a horror movie. Like, there's somebody in the fucking bathroom. Oh my God. She sees like shadows moving. Can you imagine her heart pounding? Just like, who's in my fucking bathroom? And then for her to discover it's her Roomba.
How does your brain just flatline like, I don't have a fucking Roomba. There's something in my fucking bathroom.
I feel like
how does that even happen?
Like that would happen to me for real.
I believe it could happen to you.
Yeah, that type of shit would happen to me, except for I would probably jump to ghost because I would be like, who the fuck is in there? Get the fuck out. I would like go fucking ape shit. And when they didn't answer, because obviously they're going to know like I'm a woman alone. So why the fuck would they be in my bathroom if they weren't here to do something nefarious? So when they didn't answer, I'd be like, motherfucking ghost, bitch. There's a motherfucking ghost in there, bitch. I'd be getting my phone out. I'd be like doing the Zach Baggins thing like, oh, did you see that? Did you see the shadow? Did you see that shadow?
Oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I think I'm getting possessed.
Wouldn't you have heard the fucking vacuum going in there? Or did she
Roombas are insanely quiet. I do know that. Roombas are insanely quiet. Because it's basically like, you ever seen those little bitty like movie theater vacuums that like you push across the floor? They're like this big on a stick.
Yep.
And they're like super quiet.
Stick.
And like that's basically what they are without the stick. So there's like super quiet vacuum. So I could believe that she wouldn't, over her probable screaming at the fact that there's somebody in her bathroom, could possibly not hear this Roomba.
She probably wasn't screaming. She was probably tiptoeing around all scared.
Little inside note, I have heard that your local fair will be having deep fried vacuum on a stick this year.
We've got jalapenos on a stick.
Honestly, that story is so dumb. I'm trying to be funny about it, and it's really hard because it's such a dumbass story. Like,
I know.
She's like, how stupid how do you have to be to be like, I don't have a fucking room to call the cops.
As stupid as me. Because I literally could picture myself doing this.
Yeah, but you get a pass because you got mom and nanny in you.
Oh, do you hear that, mom? Dope's on you, bitch.
So those first two were real light. I picked them because they're just like dumbfoundingly funny.
Are we
funny.
Going dark now?
Well, we're not going dark, but we're going to get a little bit more. There's going to be a little bit more breath.
Well, based
bread,
on
with a D, bread to the stories.
Based on that story, I think moving forward, we need to clean up our act. So why don't you move on to the next one?
Yeah, nice. Bring it in the segues, even when it's not as Newsweek. I love it because I didn't have
steal
a good
the
one.
Fucking spotlight. Yeah,
well, I didn't have one for that, so it's glad that he did that. Next story is one you've been waiting for: Border Body Bungle.
Border Body Bungle. Border Body Bungle. Border Body Bungle. Border Body Bungle. Border Body Bungle. Border Body Bungle.
You did it. You almost lost it at that last one.
I almost did, but I got it.
This comes to us from the New York Daily News. And here we go. The U.S. healthcare system has such a bad rep worldwide that some people will do anything to avoid using it. Even in the case of one family, transporting a dead body.
Whoa.
Fernard Drepu, 87.
Fernard. I like that name.
Fernard.
Firstborn Fernard, for sure.
Hell yeah. Fernard Drepu, aged 87, of Quebec, appears to have died of a heart attack while his family was vacationing in Florida, the Vancouver Sun reported. Fearing the cost of the U.S. healthcare system and the hassle and price of official I don't know how to say that word. The hassle and price of, you know, being dead, the family went to the do-it-yourself route. The distraught relatives pulled a Weekend at Bernie's type scenario, propping Drapeo in the back seat. They drove all the way from Florida to the U.S.-Canadian border, and at about 2:30 a.m. on April 1st, they tried to cross it.
That body was probably spicy by the time they got
there.
Oh,
man. And, like, can you imagine getting through customs? Like,
Dad's sir, taking a nap in the back.
Can
don't
I,
worry about
can
him.
Can I see your ID? Oh, no, he's sleeping. Sir, I need to see your ID. Can you wake him up? Actually, he's dead. You just burn out and just fucking right into Canada.
They almost made it home as they live just 15 minutes north of the border. So they literally were almost there. But unlike the family in Little Miss Sunshine who escapes detection of the deceased elder riding in their car, they were snagged by customs. As the Toronto Sun noted, it lent to the question, what do you have to declare? Giving it a whole new meaning. And for a Quebec family, the answer was grandpa.
Damn.
By this time, paramedics had determined that Drapeo had been dead for a day or two. And the family
that's
did
not
oh,
that's,
it still is terrible.
There shouldn't be a lot of decomp. I mean, depending on if they kept him on ice.
I'm pretty sure they just kept him in the back with the windows down. And
yeah,
the AC
grandpa,
all the way
grandpa's just napping in a fucking bucket of ice. Did a lot of working out in Florida.
Oh,
it says here. It says here that the family did not hide their angst. We said everything we knew to the police, said the dead man's son to the Journal de Montreal, according to the Vancouver Sun. So there's a lot of like quoting other newspapers in this article, and I think that's really weird. Like no one actually gets the news anymore. They're just like, we heard from somebody else. We heard from their cousin. We heard from their second brother that this person said that to their
they're
neighbor.
Like, so
that's,
they're
that's
like,
the
so
nightmare of news we're in.
They're like, if this isn't right, you could blame the other newspaper.
Yeah, it's probably what it is. It says, charges have not been filed, but they still could be. An autopsy is planned, but authorities said there was no sign of violence and the man appeared to have died of a heart attack. A little piece of like knowledge I'll drop on you is that it appears that their fears of the healthcare system were not unfounded. Apparently, Vice, go figure, noted that the U.S. healthcare system actually attempt to like bankrupt Canadians. It's actually terrible for a Canadian to need the healthcare system at all in America.
That's sad. He's honestly not hard to believe.
It's apparently, it says here that a man who needed treatment for a car accident ended up owing $325, and a woman who simply gave birth prematurely, who was a Canadian resident and gave birth prematurely in America, had to pony up $1 million in medical bills. $1 million to give birth.
They're like, fuck your free healthcare, bitch. You want a little taste of America? Here
well, this
you go.
Is why, this is why we're building the wall.
Wrong border, buddy.
Oh, fuck. Wait, $1 million? That's crazy.
It blew my mind.
It's kind of depressing. I don't like to think about the state like, of our healthcare like
when,
system.
Because like when Ryder was born, it was only $5,000.
Because you got, yeah. You're part of the American healthcare system. So
that's crazy though. Like foreigners are like.
You're lucky enough to have health insurance.
Apparently yeah, but like why even tag them with the fucking bill? Because they're going to go back to their fucking country and then they can just be like, fuck you and your debt.
I think they can still get them for medical bills.
I don't think so.
No, I don't know. I don't know, but it was an interesting story that somebody was willing to drive from Florida all the way to the northern border of Canada. Like, the northern border of the United States and Canada.
Shit, I mean, I don't blame them, honestly. $1 million for a birth? Can you imagine how much it would be to transport a body that far?
Oh, it costs a ton to transport a body even across a state. I can't imagine that far. Traveling
I put
that far.
Grandpa on the back on
Did it
ass.
Say where in Florida?
No, it just said Florida.
Okay, I'm just going to pick Orlando. Okay, so...
Yeah, you can't... I mean, are you doing like a flight? Like to see how much a flight would be?
No. Driving.
Or how long? Oh, yeah.
So to Orlando from where we're at, which we are 6 hours from the border, it is 16-hour drive. So they had to have stopped. So if they would have gone to the border just over the border where they live, it'd been like a 26-hour drive.
Damn.
With a dead body in the back.
Hopefully
up the
on
place.
Ice.
Yeah, hopefully in an ice bath challenge.
Honestly, if he was on ice, it wouldn't be that. Like, decomp doesn't happen that fast, despite what some people might think.
This story brings a whole new level to riding dirty.
If he was on ice,
chances are he wasn't on ice, which in that case, he yeah, that'd be bad. I know from experience that would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a dead body currently. So
that's why I love you, baby.
So from dead bodies to people that we kind of wish were dead a little bit. Equine escapades. You guys
horse
ready for
people.
This one?
I fucking hate horse people.
You guys ready for this one? How do you know it's a horse people? Oh, yeah, because I said people we kind of wish were dead a little bit. I kind of gave that one away. This story comes to us from metro.co.uk/news or whatever the fuck they say after that. But it's Metro. And their tagline is news. Just not how you know it, which I think is kind of an interesting tagline. So here we go. A man with a, quote, long, long history of pleasuring himself in front of horses has been jailed for reoffending twice, just hours after being released. Malcolm Downs, 61, said that he was planning to see his doctor for libido-suppressing drugs, but instead went to a field after being freed from prison. He was spotted on February 18th in Branshalom Hall by a witness who thought he was urinating. Prosecutor Neil Coxon said that it soon became clear he was, in fact, masturbating. He added, this activity went on for 3 or 4 minutes. His penis was exposed for about 10 minutes. That's a okay. quote. That's a quote.
Okay. Is that what we're doing now? Okay.
During a police interview, Downs told detectives, I was sat on a bench. I was feeling sexy, so I started to, you know, pleasure myself.
Like Downs has Downs.
That's what I was thinking.
Downs told them he knew what he was doing was wrong, but he didn't do it to draw attention to himself. He was released on bail, but within 24 hours... of being released on bail for that charge.
He went to release himself again.
Dang, you stole my joke! I had that locked and loaded, you motherfucker.
He was spotted by an off-duty police officer at the same field again.
Damn.
He admitted that he had a problem, but he got a thrill out of it, you know? The man's just shooting for them thrills, dude. shooting ropes for shooting thrills.
So wait, he got in trouble because he was jerking off in a very public place?
No, no. He got in trouble because he was jerking off in a field in front of horses. Like, it was public, but, like, he wasn't, like, jerking off in just a random park. He went
was
to
it the
a
horse
field.
That made him feel sexy?
Yeah. He was feeling sexy by looking at the horse, so he started to feel sexy.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah. I couldn't imagine driving down the road and seeing a horse and being like, oh, you look at his tail.
I'm gonna. Nay!
Okay, so he masturbated in front of a horse, went to jail, got out, within 24 hours masturbated in front of a horse again.
Wait,
so,
did he finish the first?
Doesn't specify.
Okay, because I completely understand if he was mid jerk.
You're holding your arm like a penis right now. Like
my arms are fucking wore out, but he was mid jerk and the cops are like, "You got to come with us." He's like, "Fuck. I didn't even get to finish." And he's like, I gotta
go back.
The fucking horse did it for me. I gotta go back and finish. I hope he got to finish the second time.
It doesn't specify. It really doesn't. And I checked. I really did.
Was he trying to jerk off onto the horses?
No, just in front of the horses. Like, he was just looking at horses and was like, this makes me.
Because
really
I jerked
horny.
Off in front of my cat. Like,
that's weird.
Well, like when you're watching porn, like, the cats are just like, what are you doing? You're like, get the fuck off the bed. Like, could I have gone to jail for that? Or was it just the fact that he was out in an open field?
It was probably more so the fact that he was out in an open field. But also, yeah. It's really weird that you just let LB watch you jerk off, because I lock all of the cats in a separate room from me when I jerk off.
Well, I
can't let them watch me because I feel like they're judging apartment. Me because I'm a father figure to them and they are my
God,
children. I feel like
deep.
That it's really awkward when I just let them be like, hey, what's up? Here's my dick. I'm touching it. You ready for that? Yeah.
But in my defense, my apartment in college didn't have doors.
You had That's no doors. True. You had no
had
doors
no,
in your entire
no,
apartment.
The only door that was on
the bathroom.
That was the bathroom.
So go and in the bathroom and close the door.
No.
Don't lock eyes with
LB. Dude, my bathroom
That's
was...
That's why he's such a dick, because he's seen Reed's dick so many times.
My
he's
bathroom scarred. Was smaller than this table we're talking around.
You
yeah,
need
it
more
was
room.
Super
You need
small.
More than a 5-foot by 5-foot square to jerk off.
I like
what
to
do
get,
you do?
I like to spread out.
Did the horses get therapy?
It doesn't say, but you guys... We're
did they hold
done.
Up a little horsey doll and say, where did he touch you?
But you guys, we're not done.
I don't know how we're not done with this
oh,
story.
Oh, we're not done. We're not done. So to recap, he pleasures himself in front of a horse after being released from prison, goes back to prison, goes back to the same field again after being released on bond, gets caught, goes back to prison, and here's the rest of the story.
Okay, I'm listening.
Says that he admitted he had a problem, but he got a thrill out of it. Downs, who only recently reconnected with his family and friends after being shunned, and you're like, well, why was he shunned? Had 12 similar offenses on his record. 12 other offenses for pleasuring himself in front of a horse.
All horse related?
Yes.
I was going to say other livestock or just
no,
horses?
No, just horses.
Wow.
He also had
majestic.
They're beautiful.
He also had 9 breaches of an ASBO for masturbating in public that banned him from entering any field, any stable, or any area
Damn.
That might contain equine animals across the entire of Humberside.
So I'd like to know what the fuck happened to this guy when he was young to have that sexual imprint. Because you know what I mean? Like when they say when you're super young, if something fucked up happens to you that's tied to sex,
yeah.
then it's like, you're pretty much like that, like forever, if it leaves a mark on you. So, what the fuck happened to this kid? Was he like, I don't know, like, did he get his first boner while he was reading a storybook when there was a horse on the page? It just happened to be a horse, and now he's like, oh, you look the little tail go whip.
What if it's not the horses? What if it's the fields?
I don't know, but it's specific. It's specifically horses because this instance where there was,
what if
he did
it's the
twice.
Manure?
This instance where he did it twice was in the same field, but he's been banned, like I said, from any field, stable, or area at all that contains horses. So it doesn't really matter where it's at. If there's a horse, he'll whip his dick out.
Why not just keep your jerks within your home and get on the internet and just look up horses? I'm sure there's 10 hours of just horse activity on YouTube.
Running.
He's been jailed for 8 months for his latest offense.
Damn.
But let's hear what his lawyer has to say about
God,
all this.
Oh, God, I could only imagine.
His lawyer, Stephen Robinson, said, "The defendant is very disappointed to be back before the courts again for precisely the same sort of behavior he's been convicted for in the past."
I would imagine fucking so.
Here's the best part. Here's the best part, okay? I'm just going to end my coverage of this on this one line, because this one line sums up my view of this person and how I think he had gotten so far off the path. "The defendant was of the view he'd been doing quite well."
Wow, he has a very skewed idea of what doing quite well means.
Exactly. "He'd been doing quite well by being in the same field, pleasuring himself in front of horses and people twice in the past 24 hours.
I'd say he needs a lot of therapy.
I would honestly say we need to just saddle up and ride into the sunset to the next story. Wow.
Did you guys like that one?
I'm not going to be able to look at the horse the same way again.
Right?
I want to ride till I can't no more.
That guy really wanted to ride till he can't no more. You guys ready for the last one?
I'm ready.
The last one is Eric.
I'm not ready.
Oh, you're not ready? Okay, let's wait.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm glad we took that little break. I was getting a little overwhelmed.
The last one's my favorite one, and it's Air Dry. Also comes from the New York Daily News. Here we go. "Florida man has some serious female competition. Three nude air drying airheads are accused of leading state troopers in a wild car chase in the Sunshine State. By the time the stark naked criminals were apprehended, the young women had tried to hit a trooper with both their car and a metal bat."
And their tit.
So let's find out how we got to this point where there's three naked women.
What does a tit whip sound like?
I don't have big enough tits to whip the mic, so.
You may be asking, how do we get to this point? Well, here's how. Florida Highway Patrol units were dispatched to a rest stop in Pasco County, where three women were standing outside a rest area. The women told police that they had showered and were now air drying themselves. As the trooper on the scene was gathering information, the women jumped into the white Nissan Sentra and fled, still naked. The trooper All right. pursued them, but his chase was canceled due to the pursuit not fitting criteria. Hang on.
Excuse me, ladies, what are you doing? Oh, we're just air drying. We just took a shower. Oh, okay, well, you're under arrest. Can we get dressed before we leave this high-speed chase? Of course they got out of their car naked.
But they were not completely naked the whole time, I guess, because the chase later resumed when a citizen reported that a vehicle that had been driving on the wrong side of the road was spotted.
They were naked and on the wrong side of the road?
They're just shooting for the, you know, just shooting.
They were probably naked and afraid.
I'll take what they're taking.
Right, that's what I was thinking. What were they on?
A different trooper caught up to the car and also observed more reckless driving. And that trooper followed the car to a convenience store where he found it empty and then waited for the teenagers to come out. As two of the women got into the car, he attempted to arrest the third. Well, he did that. The driver of the car drove and attempted to run him over when he had to jump out of the way to avoid getting hit. The other passenger, mind you, he's still trying to arrest the third girl. He's getting run over by the driver. The passenger,
what the fuck?
The passenger then hops out of the passenger seat with a metal bat and tries to beat the shit out of the trooper.
And in the meantime, on the radio,
exactly.
And then the backup trooper car that had showed up realized that the trooper was in danger. Because he's trying to get, you know, run over and beat with a metal bat. So he decides to ram the rear of the suspect's car in an attempt to, like, stop Damn. Them from doing any
now
more
wait,
damage.
Were they 18, 19, or were they under 18?
No, they were 19 and 20.
Okay, so ramming the rear end of these girls was okay.
Yeah.
If they were under 18, not okay.
All three suspects got into the Nissan and fled again. So we're still not done here. Dade County police responded to the incident as well, deploying stop sticks. I don't know what the fuck those are. I'm assuming spike traps.
I was going to say probably like the...
But they need spikes. A better name because stop sticks. Just what you got there? I got me some stop sticks.
I thought that's what I ate food with when I was in China.
They deployed stop sticks that deflated the car's right side tires, allowing a trooper to force the car to turn sideways and come to a stop. A baton was used to break the windows as the three suspects refused to comply and resisted arrest, locking their arms together inside the vehicle.
What the fuck?
All three were then tasered, taken into custody, and sent to Pasco County Jail. Charges they face include fleeing the scene, resisting arrest, aggravated assault, and lewd behavior. Because let's remember, they were naked.
What the f- I never forgot. How could you? That's what makes this story even more insane than it already is.
The car was driven by 18-year-old Oasis Shakira McLeod.
Okay, and that sounds like a girl that would air dry.
Shakira.
She sounds like really holistic. My name's Oasis. I do not use towels. I air dry every evening.
The two passengers were 19-year-old Janaya McLeod and Cecilia Unique, spelled E-U-N, Young. And I'll tell you what, I saw pictures of them. None of them look holistic and that they would be hippies and air drying. That's all I'm going to say. Several troopers received minor injuries during the chase, but the injuries they sustained have not been elaborated on. That's fucking insane. They're caught naked.
I'd love to see their mugshots.
I'll show you at the break. They're caught naked, and then they jump into their car naked, run away, and I assume they're driving on the wrong side of the road because they were putting their clothes on. Hop into a convenience store, then attempt to run over a trooper, hit him with a metal bat, end up having to get tasered
because they refused to get out of the car. They had to be on some shit. They had to have been.
I will tell you, these bitches were not naked and afraid.
No, they were.
They were naked and confident as fuck.
Hell yeah, dude.
But like the beginning of the story said, Florida man apparently has some serious Florida womans out there trying to take a title.
So now wait, you said that their injuries weren't reported?
Huh?
The injuries to the girls, were there injuries to the girls that weren't reported?
No. It says that the several troopers sustained minor
injuries. Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe they can't post on a police report scratches to pussy.
No, there's no injuries to them other than being tased. And I assume...
Well, I was just thinking if they're sitting in the car naked while this cop busts the window with the baton.
Well, I assume by that point they had to be closed because they were all in the convenience store at one point. So that's like, I'm assuming between hopping in their car from the first time and being in the convenience store, why they were driving recklessly.
How fucking crazy.
All putting their fucking clothes on in the car.
That's fucking
all right, insane. Becky, switch. You drive now.
Holy shit,
there's three patrol cars behind us. Put your clothes on. Yeah, blew my mind reading that story. I want to
know more about their motivation behind this whole fiasco.
Well, they were trying
to find it, and I couldn't find any more information on if they said what was going on or why they were doing that, where they were coming from.
Well, guys, they were obviously on their way to lick fucking doorbells.
But that's it. That's five stories of me bringing the news.
Those were great stories. Every single one.
Did I do a good job?
You fucking killed it.
If I did a good job, write us an email at wdkspod@gmail.com.
And leave us a review for a chance to win some hot merch.
Yeah, you can do that too.
hot merch.
I think if nobody has anything else, we'll hop to the break real quick. Because I'm actually really excited for what's in the second half.
I'm ready for the break. Break.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
We're going to take a quick break and listen to this fucking sick-ass promo from one of our favorite podcasts.
Absolutely.
Just listen to it and then go listen to that podcast after you're done with the second half of this episode.
Binge the podcast.
Seriously.
Do you like watching porn?
But do you only watch it for certain scenes?
Do you ever wonder what happens in between those scenes?
That's where we come in.
Hello, I am Jack Fiveacres. I am the host of Porno Plots with my lovely friends. We are a monthly podcast recorded in my mum's basement in Salt Lake City, Utah, where we do just that. We watch the plots of porn so you don't have to. Each episode, we will break down the plot, tell you everything that happens, and give you our opinions on the plot. So join me and my lovely friends,
Patches Brandt,
Snickers Onita,
Ginger Clover Meadow,
as we recap the plots of these movies. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify, and we are part of the NSFW Podcast Network. You can reach us on Twitter at RealPornoPlots and also email us at pornoplots@gmail.com. See you in the basement.
Welcome to the second half. Did you guys enjoy that promo? I think you did. And go listen to that podcast.
And excuse my bad opera singing, trying to be dramatic.
We just wanted a little bit more epicness in the second half. Before we get to what I have for the second half, let's go over what we're drinking today.
At official Podman Radio on Instagram and Untapped is drinking Natty Light. Shocker. All right, River, go ahead.
River is drinking. River is me. Rosalie. Beer Rosé. This is beer brewed with hibiscus and wine grapes by Firestone Walker Brewing Company.
Bisque, bitch.
I really like this. It's super light, super delicious. Definitely want to drink this in the summertime because it's refreshing.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it, bitch.
She said it before we could.
Refreshing. Yeah. I beat you to the punchline. Now you can't make fun of me.
I mean, we still can.
That's how that works. When you are being made fun of, you make fun of yourself, and then there's nothing to be said. Anyways, this beer is light, floral, fruity, delicate, and grapes. You'd think they'd put grapey, but it just says grapes.
And grapes.
This brewery is out of Paso Robles. Paso Robles, California. It is a 5% ABV, a 10 IBU. It's delish. It's really light and refreshing. So if you like that, if you like hibiscus and a little bit of grape flavor, you'll like it.
Wait, a little bit of shout out from episode 12. On a scale of nom nom, what's your nom nom scale?
This is nom nom nom.
Okay, so it's like a 4 on the nom nom scale.
All right. We'll actually sit down and develop the nom nom scale someday.
It actually is really good though.
No, it really is.
It kind of reminds me of a rosé wine but with a beer consistency.
Mhm. And it's got the nice bubbly.
Yeah, I honestly like it. I know you were not hot on it, but
It's not terrible. It's just not my style. It's not my thing. But it didn't make me want to vomit, so.
But what is your thing is bang bang.
Yeah, my thing is an energy drink today. I don't have a beer. I have an energy drink because I need to get hype. If you couldn't tell, I'm a little bit hype. I have Bang. It's probably my new obsession for energy drinks. It has super creatine. And I have the pina colada flavor. It's really fucking good. Every single Bang. Pina colada. And it has like 0 calories, 0 sugars, 0 total carbs per can, and 0 artificial colors, which means they're all clear. Every single one of them is clear. It's the smoothest tasting energy drink that I will ever have. And it's really yummy. Every flavor I've had except for the rainbow unicorn flavor has been really good. And the guava flavor is really terrible.
What color does it make your pee?
That's one of my favorites.
Normal pee colors.
Clear.
What's normal pee colors?
Any range of yeller and or clear.
Okay. What color's your pee?
Usually yellow.
You need to drink more water, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Just saying. Shouldn't be yellow.
Yeah, Mom.
Anyway, now that you found out what we're drinking today, let's get into the second half hypothetical that I got posed for you guys.
I'm so ready to turn on my imagination.
So, yeah, put on your imagination caps, guys. This Kerplunk. One's going to be...
It's on.
Kerplunk. That's Kerplunk. The sound of your imagination caps. Real quick backstory, and then I'll pose the hypothetical. So I found this in the New York Post. A small town in Indiana, our great state.
Yay, yay.
Our small town, or a small town that goes by the name of Story, 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 is for sale for $3.8 million. The small town has a population of 3. There's 3 people, 4 dogs, and a ghost that live in the town.
Hell yeah, I'm in. Can I get a loan today?
The sole place of employment is a bed and breakfast. Now, this small town has always been a small town. Its peak population was 175 people around the turn of the century, so around 1900. And then the Great Depression hit, and a bunch of stuff closed down, and it went down to like 70 people. Now the only person that lives there, or the only family that lives there, owns the only place of employment, bed and breakfast, and he also owns the town. So he owns the town and the only place of employment.
Damn.
And he's looking
to... Too much power.
How do you own a town? I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. This is like old-timey as fuck.
He's looking to sell the town but keep the bed and breakfast because he's really old and it's just too much for him. So the town is for sale for $3.8 million. And the hypothetical that I have posed is if the WDKS team were to buy this town, what would we do to make it an awesome town? And what would we do to keep the townsfolk happy? Let's hear the wildest, craziest things that WDKS can come up with.
I just like the fact that he said that that managing a town of three is overwhelming, but he can still manage the B&B.
Well, you know, you got to fix up the town and you know, run the taxes for all three of those people.
I'm sure there's lots of paperwork.
It's very stressful
involved.
Work.
So it would be a law. Let's just start with some laws in my town. What's the town name? Story?
Story. Now, this is our town, so we all have to agree on this.
Okay,
laws.
Well then, okay, let me pose
it's
a
if WDKS,
suggestion.
Yeah, it's if WDKS bought the town, like, as a team.
No cars. Everybody has to ride those little things you can rent at the mall that are animals. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like the little... Well, no, wait. Now, the motorized ones are the ones that you jump up and down on and they use momentum to move.
Either or. You okay. get a choice.
Can we change the town name?
Yes.
From Story to Falala?
I thought we could change it to WDKS.
No, that's too basic.
It's meta.
Or like Maloney Hanier? Like something super crazy, like where everybody has to like.
No, we're gonna name it Mioi Hoi Minoi.
All right, we'll name it that.
Nah, I don't think
Mioi Hoi Minoi.
I think that Nickelodeon would probably sue us.
I don't think they've trademarked Mioi Hoi Minoi.
Well, it's copyright infringement.
Well, we'll change one letter in Mioi Hoi Minoi, and then we can get away with it.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, we'll change the I to an E.
Fair use. Fair use, everybody.
It's actually pronounced Mioi Hoi Minoi.
So in Mioi Hoi Minoi, what are some laws that we were to propose?
So first, the mall, the little mall, stuffed animal, motorized things.
So they have to park their cars outside the town limits and then jump on, like, we would have like stations
and then,
where they would
yeah.
get on their personalized like mall animals that they gotta like pedal or?
Yeah, scooter animal to your home,
and based on your job you're assigned an animal.
Oh, okay.
So, or like your personality. So if you're like
a
fat lazy guy, you get to ride a turtle.
Or like if you're a Gemini, which has split personalities, you'd be riding a zebra.
Why?
Because they're black and white.
Okay.
I don't know why, but when you said zebra, in my brain I thought giraffe. So, so I was really confused. I'm like, they're not fucking black and white.
And if you have a long neck, you have to ride a giraffe.
Daddy long neck.
Okay, so as people are riding around on their motorized animals, what type of employment would they have in our new town?
Strictly maintenance on those little animals.
Well, so there's no money coming in, but there's just money staying in the town.
Exactly.
So no one makes any money.
No. I got it. So
the tiny little communist town.
The biggest income of Mioi Minoi would be semen received from a man in front of a horse.
I don't know if I can get behind that.
I don't even know how
we would export
semen.
Semen. No, not just semen, livestock released semen.
Dude, that's weird.
I don't know.
I think we're gonna veto that one.
Overruled. Vetoed. Okay, we're gonna veto it.
So do you think that? Do you think that people would come to our Mioi Minoi town just to ride on around in the motorized little animals?
Yeah, because our whole...
We would obviously move our base of operations to Mioi Minoi.
No, here's our whole sales pitch, because what we want to do is create like a destination town, right?
Yeah.
So the whole sales pitch is when you come to Mioi Minoi every fucking time, you get to be... There's no children allowed. And every single thing is...
Sorry, Reed, you can't come.
Yeah, so I'm fucking out.
No.
Just and like, I own part of it.
You gotta leave your kids at the city limits.
Yeah, there's babysitting places outside the city limits, but you can't bring kids in. But everything is like bars have like fucking daycares and like bounce houses for adults. And just like literally everything is... Like it's for kids, but it's adult size.
No, wait, I like that. What is our biggest income for Mihomi Noia? Would be we are the kid free but adult playground.
Hell yeah, dude.
Where
that's what I'm
literally
thinking.
Everything is surrounded around everything that we love as kids, but adults can't play in because it's kind of awkward and weird and you don't want to be a sex offender. But you can go to Mihomi Noia and do all that, like ball pits, or go to like
that's what I mean. Like every bar has like a ball pit and a huge ass bounce house
and like a super rowdy slide where like
hell
you have to go
dude.
Straight to the Mihomi Noia Hospital.
I swear to God,
that's run completely by children. The hospital run completely by
that's
children.
That's where the kids went.
The daycare hospital.
Yeah.
So I pictured you were going to say like a big rowdy slut in every bar.
Big old Bertha, the town slut.
Okay.
And that's
so,
when the whores come in.
Would we charge taxes?
No.
No taxes.
You don't want anything.
80%.
All right, I dig it.
You don't want anything that reminds you of the fact that you have adult responsibilities in Mihomi Noia.
No, that's what I mean. 80% tax for the children.
Oh.
All right.
And then the adults come in and they don't pay any taxes.
We could make like an amusement park out of it. Like we could make like the WDKS amusement park within Mihomi Noia.
Yeah, where you drop your kids off at some random stranger's house outside of city limits and just come in there and just do some crazy shit.
Yeah, you go to the theme park and you get blasted off your ass and you see Big Bertha the rowdy.
Get your ass blasted. You go in there, get your ass blasted.
And then you pick up, like you get like $48 WDKS t-shirts and like a travel mug like you do at Cedar Point, right? And like you go and if you
buy
want,
like branded things, like buy this cup for $40 and get free refills.
And you want, like, say you want food while you're in Mihomi Noia at the WKS theme park, right? Like you go to the local,
but it's not a theme park
truck.
Though. I don't want to be too basic.
No, I'm saying within Mihomi Noia, like something we could have in there would be like the WKS theme park, but it's not a theme park because like you want food, right? So you go there and you're like, oh, I'm gonna get some nice like theme park food, but it's just like a random ass old man that's making you pizza rolls. And like somehow
college
they
food.
Taste really bad. But
so
like,
wait, we're gonna have
good.
like the no. only the only thing you can eat is deep fried food out of a grandpappy by a grandpappy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
see,
like
that's
a,
where I was going.
Like
with
an
it.
Old
he
man
knew.
That reminds you of your grandfather that like gives you those warm fuzzy feelings.
And you're like, deep fry that hot pocket. I gotta get back to the ball pit.
there's always a wait because everyone in Mihomi Noia has to go there for food, and he's only using a tiny grandpappy. So there's always like a 40-minute wait for 12 pizza rolls.
No, I honestly like the idea better where we
it's
just
gotta be a utopia, dude.
That is a utopia.
No. I like the idea of just like a bunch of grandpappies deep frying in the grandpappies.
He's got like he's got like 40 grandpappies just all run by different grandpappies.
Like I'm talking like Chinese child slave labor type of grandpappy thing. Like
Chinese grandpappy slave labor.
He's got he's got fucking burn scars all over his arms. He's like, what can I get for you?
Here's your hot pocket. Help me. And you're just all hammered like, fuck you, Grandpa. I got to get back to the slide of death.
You go to bite into your deep fried hot pocket. There's a note that just says, I am a grandpappy held captive. Please save me.
I got thin skin on my arms and they're bleeding. They're bleeding everywhere
deep
from the grandpappy.
Deep fried blood is the special on Tuesdays.
Now wait here. If we do build this adult utopia... Are we going to have to worry about building a military for when the children decide to try and take over Mihomi Noia?
No, because we'll just use all of our money from horse semen.
No,
export.
That's not a part.
Exports.
We vetoed that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we'll use all our money that we just magically have and will invest in automated like stun turrets that target specifically anyone under the age of 12.
So no, wait, under the age, 12, no, no,
it has to be under the age,
you have to be 21.
Under the age, right. No, 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 21's even too low anymore. We need to target anybody under the age of 23, 24, because
so we would stun our host River right there.
Oh, no, wait, yeah, so I guess,
she would instantly be stunned 24-7. Apparently we don't like her
very
much.
I'm trying to run this motherfucking town, and I'm 23, so I can't.
Okay, so anybody under the age of 23 that gets stunned, because until you're 23, you don't have life experience. Like, I didn't know shit. I mean, I don't know shit now.
We still don't know shit. Because
we don't know shit. But I didn't know shit when I was like 20, like 21, 22. I just wanted to get drunk because I could drink at a bar.
But so that's like, but see, but right there though, that's a contradiction, because that's what Mohoyami no Mina is. You just want to get drunk at a bar and have fun.
No, it's not. That's not what it's about. It's about being an adult for long enough that you realize the struggle of being an adult, and you can go to Mohoyami no Mina
and forget about your
and forget about your fucking problems. Like, no taxes, got dirty slut Bertha over
got
here,
grandpa making me whatever the slut I want. Of death.
Yeah, like. Like, and I can just fucking get all hammered with and get and eat my grandpappy and then jump in the fucking ball pit or fucking do something crazy like you want to do with your kids, but you can't because you don't want to be a fucking pedophile or something.
So
like,
you go down. You go down.
Oh, no. And,
you don't want to be a fucking pedophile.
And we have to electrocute anybody that's creepy, like jerking off in front of horses that wants to come into our town, too.
So say you injure yourself on the slide of death. Because you go down the slide
Waivers.
Of death. You go down the slide of
At
death.
The border.
You go down the slide of death right into the slut of death in an attempt to
right
do like
the
a
big
rocket
Bertha.
Sex. And you do it wrong somehow. And you have to go to the hospital.
And you go in her vagina and she's so slutty, you fly through her body and out of her mouth.
So you
and that's
come
how
out,
you exit.
And you come out all gunky and shit.
No,
oh.
Dude, that is literally you have to exit. That's exactly how you have to exit Miyohoimina.
Bertha's getting
end.
A lot of
dude,
traction.
Dude, is that fucking pussy juice? Yeah, dude, just fucking left Miyohoimina.
So, but say you get injured in that whole experience and you go to the hospital, right? And the hospital is run by all the neglected children. So it's just like a post-apocalyptic world in there. And then you finally you see
shit.
The doctor, and the doctor comes in and it's like a 5-year-old. And they're like, all right. And they plop their little Barbie bag down on the table and they open it up and they take out the fake stethoscope and they put it on your arm. And they're like, okay, I think you got a broken arm. Yeah. And they put a fake Band-Aid on it and like, good to go. And then you're like, sweet, I love it here in Mohoyami no Mina.
Good to go, mister.
So we're pretty much just going to have a bunch of drunk, fat, grandpappy-fed adults
yes.
that have dumped their children off at the hospital.
They dumped the children off here at the Mohoyami no Mina hospital.
At the hospital. And their kid's like, yeah, Dad, you're good to go. And you're so drunk, you're just like, thanks, Cinderella. And you're just like, fucking leave. And then go back to the fucking whatever, like the slip and slide. Or
I think it's perfect.
The slip and slide? Is that when you go down the slide of death into the slut of death? That's what they call it now, the slip and slide?
That would be, I don't even have a joke for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a bad one. But we I had could, to have one bad one in an episode today,
but,
guys.
But we could do a big, giant adult slip and slide because that's rowdy.
Oh, yeah, boy.
We did that a couple summers ago.
We're actually going to do it again because, just a quick tangent, I am going to the hill behind our house. I'm going to cut it super low, and I think we're going to get some more of that stuff that we use for the slip and slide, which was like house tar paper or whatever and lay it down so we'll be able to get a bunch of freaking speed.
Hell yeah, dude.
So all of us will be able to do and get a bunch of speed instead of doing it just on a flat yard.
Hell yeah.
So that'll be a freaking blast. We're doing that this summer.
I can't Whoop. Wait.
Okay, so we've established most of what we need in Mohoyami no Mina. No taxes.
How do you say that
beer.
So perfect?
Say it again.
Mohoyami no Mina.
Mohoyami no Mina. Mohoyami no Mina.
Mohoyami no Mina.
Mohoyami no Mina. Mohoyami no Mina.
It's just Mohoyami no Mina. Mohoyami
no Mina. Mohoyami no Mina. Okay, I got it.
Mohoyami no Mina.
I'll fuck it up next time I say it.
The last thing I want to nail down in our hypothetical utopia of grandpappy drunkenness, what would our town slogan be in Mohoyami no Mina? So it's like we put it on the sign, right? It just says like, Mohoyami no Mina. And then underneath it, what does it say?
Butt sex, unless you say no.
I don't know about that one.
No, it's got to be like encompassing all of what it is. So abandon all ye children who enter here.
I don't know about that.
How about, oh, thank God. The vacation we have all been worshiping. Well, I fucked that up.
We've all been worshiping.
The vacation we've all been wishing for.
Hell yeah.
Actually, that was good. That was good, yeah. And just don't pay attention to the giant stun turrets that will stun everyone under 23.
I really, really, really want to commission somebody to draw this idea.
Now, wait, what was your slogan?
Mine was just going to be, I didn't really have it. I was going to make it up as I went about people under 23 getting stunned. Because I just really love the idea of, like, there's this secret militant underbelly of our Mohoimi Noimi Na town. Where, like, if you're under 23, you're going to get stunned if you, like, leave the hospital, right? And then there's, like, inside the hospital is just, like, a secret rebel contingent, like, just planning, plotting, waiting. And then, like, we have a secret police force in Mohoimi Noimi Na of, like, special elite people that I lead because that's what I would want to do in my town, that we, like, have to be vigilant.
I don't like how dark
for the rebels.
I just
because there has to be, in every utopian scenario, there's a dark underbelly, and I am the dark underbelly.
But don't fuck with the fun parts, man. Don't ruin it.
Well, no, I'm not the fun parts. If we've learned anything on this podcast, it's that I'm not the fun parts.
But you hate fun parts.
But I do hate fun parts. Thank you very much. Okay, so if you are an artist and would like to draw us a town sign, you know, like when you go into a town and you see the nice wood sign that's like, Elkhart, a nice place to live. If you are an artist and would want to draw us up a Mohoimi Noimi Na, the vacation we've all been wishing for. If you want to do that up, please do it up and email us at wdkspod@gmail.com.
What if our slogan is just Mohoimi Noimi Na? Welcome to Mohoimi Noimi Na. And then just like.
How would you spell that?
I don't know. I don't know how you would spell it.
No, that'd be our town song. It's just a bunch of beer cracks. What's your town bird? Beer.
Because hashtag fuck birds.
Oh, exactly.
There's no birds allowed.
No birds.
We would
allowed.
Have a giant. I would get like a giant dome, either a giant dome or a second set of turrets that targeted specifically birds and just vaporized them.
Where you I'm could, starting to think Kyle is just fucking like he wants power so bad.
So
like,
wait, please give me some power. So I need it.
So wait, you would go into the dome of Mohoimi Noimi Na. And then get dome from our super slut Bertha.
Super slut Bertha.
You wouldn't see the dome, right? Like this is where it gets really tricky. There's
like we're doing like see through blowjobs in Mohoimi Noimi Na.
No, so it needs
you
to
just see the brain rattle around.
It needs to be.
Kyle has no idea what I'm doing. What dome is a blowjob?
Yeah,
that's why I say you just see the brain rattle around. Like oh you yeah, see you through just the see fucking the, head, and yeah, you see you the just brain see just that. Rattle around, and she gives you a blowjob. God, guys think I'm dumb.
It's
see through deep throats.
You just see it curve as it goes down her throat.
It's got the dome has got to be like that episode of Rick and Morty where they're in that like special alien theme park where you literally can't die or get injured when you're within the dome.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. Like it's not
so
a
we
dome
don't need
that you
the
walk
hospital.
Into. It's
we just
like,
need a daycare right on the outskirts, so all the children are gonna be crammed into this building. And they'll probably all kill each other.
So pretty much what
no,
we're
they'll band
do.
Together and try and take over Mohoimi Noimi Na. And that's why you need the special turrets and the secret elite task force that
no,
I
dude,
run.
If we have an advanced...
I have a purpose.
To murder children.
No, 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 no.
This will be used one day in court.
Okay, so I think that we've pretty much established our utopia. 3.8
hell for children.
It's 3.8.
No spare expense to Mohoimi Noimi Na.
It's $3.8 million to buy this town. If you want to see this happen, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/WDKS. We got some great tiers there for you. They're really cheap. $1, $3, $5. You get some great shit. You know, it's just a good segue there, but just support it. You can help us buy beer. You can help us do fun shit. Help us take over a town, enslave people under the age of 23. Do all that fun stuff, right? Patreon.com/WDKS. There's stuff in it for you. Anyway, I think that's all we got. I'm going to close this one out. We're going to do some socials. So we're going to start with some river socials. Where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me on the interwebs at MaintainJane on Twitter and Untappd. Those are the places you can find me, follow me, and figure out what I'm doing with my life.
You can find me on the internet, on Twitter, on Discord, on Snapchat at Dark Matter Cook. I'm active on all three of those. Anything else I'm not active on. I don't have an Instagram. So, yep, if you want to get connected with me on the internet, then just go there to those places, search Dark Matter Cook. Reed, where can we find you on the net?
Well, I just want to tell everybody that I just snuck out and went pee, bet you didn't know, farted in your bathroom, almost passed out.
That's something else we should have in Mohoimi Nomi Na. In every bar.
No farting.
No. There could be farting.
Hold them in. And then we have a special building just for farting, and you just walk in, and it just reeks.
Everyone's fucking passed out on the floor.
It's just farts and cum. That's the farts and cum building.
Okay, all right. So where can people find you on the net, Mr. Farts and Cum?
You can find me on Instagram and on Tapped at Official Podman Reed. That is with an R, a double E, D at Official Podman Reed on Instagram and Untapped.
All right. If you want to find the podcast, go to Instagram or Twitter and search WDKS Pod, and you can find us there. I run those accounts. I'm very active on those accounts. I say funny shit on those accounts, and just go follow it if you want to get connected with some funny shit. Also, like I said, if you want to support us, help make the show better, help get connected, there's some great rewards in it for you if you just go to patreon.com/WDKS. Also, reminder, in 2 weeks, we're doing the first giveaway of our monthly giveaways for some free shit if you leave a review in Apple Podcasts. So go there, leave a review in Apple Podcasts. Don't care what you say. Say whatever you want. We love to see the funny shit that people leave. So we read everyone. I mean, we see them all. And you can win some free shit. So go there, do that. And also, be sure to check out the podcast that we promo during the break, Porno Plots. Great podcast. They're our podcast buddies. We love them. Funny, funny shit. And just go check them all out. And we'll see you next week. And we're going to go smoke cigarettes and get in fights. See you later, motherfuckers.